This is Doug LaFollette, Secretary of State, calling to order the Board of the Commission of Public Lands on December 17th at 2 o'clock. The Attorney General and I are present. The Secretary Treasurer was not able to attend. The first item would be the minutes of the past meeting from December 3rd, I think it was. Yes. Those meetings, I looked through those earlier today, and they seem as I remember. So I would make a motion to approve those minutes.
I second.
Any discussion?
Not for me.
I'm sorry? No.
None for me.
If not, all in favor say aye. Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
For now, we have seven loans in front of us that are new loans, about $3 million. I looked those over. The only one that might be of interest would be the one from Two Rivers, where they're refinancing the pension liability. For your information, Josh, we used to have lots of those, but they kind of petered out. But now I see we have one here for a little more than $1 million where they're refunding those refinancing those pension liabilities. If you had any questions about that, I'm sure the staff could explain.
No, none for me.
In that case, I would move the adoption of those seven loans.
I second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor of approving seven loans, say aye. Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
Very good. The next item to talk about is the moment here. I'm moving my computer. Got stuck for a minute. We have the update on the fiduciary discussions. Tom, is that your bailiwick?
Actually, I believe the assistant attorney generals assigned to BCPL were doing some research for the AG, but I don't know if they've come up with any memorandums or conclusions on that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we've had a chance to review the issue, and I guess the question I have is whether it makes sense to discuss this now or if we should, and this is an issue that the treasurer had raised previously, and so whether it makes sense to have a discussion when she's on a call.
Josh? This is Jonathan. I think it can be deferred. I talked with the treasurer's office, and the reason this is on the agenda is because the last board meeting we discussed that we would have it on the agenda this meeting. So it's on the agenda, but not as an action item, so it could easily be discussed now or deferred.
Well, then let's go ahead and defer it and request it to be on the agenda for the next meeting, okay?
All right.
That makes sense to me. I mean, I can just give you the quick synopsis, which is that our view is that the fiduciary duty that the BCPL has is consistent with the type of fiduciary duty that an investment professional would have, subject of course to the relevant statutes here. But I think it's a different view than the one that was discussed in the I believe it's Legislative Reference Bureau report, and I think our view is consistent with that of, or at least generally consistent with that of BCPL's staff.
Okay, thank you. So we'll put this on the agenda for the next time and see if we have any more information and whether the treasurer has any questions. Okay. Next, we have new business here. And this is a discussion of the need for outside counsel on real estate investment decisions. Again, is that you, Tom?
This is something that we've talked with DOJ about. We have analyzed a number of different investments in real estate funds that we believe, from a financial standpoint, makes perfect sense. But we felt that it would be good to have some outside counsel legal analysis on these as well, considering these are sizable investments of $20 million apiece, approximately. And so we were looking for getting outside counsel on this. And the normal path of that is for us to ask DOJ, and DOJ then to request from the governor's counsel.
Yeah, and that request has been made. My understanding is that the governor's office believes that DOA has the ability to provide counsel on those matters. And Tom, if it's helpful, Charlie Gibson can link you up with the governor's legal counsel, or if you just want to contact him directly, I think that works as well. But I think that's the next step.
Okay. Do you prefer that I talk to Charlie first?
I don't think there's any need to, unless I don't think there's any need to, because we forwarded it to the governor's office. So I believe Ryan Nielsen is the person to contact.
Okay.
Josh, this is Jonathan. Do you want us to prepare any background information on this request? For example, DOA's Division of Finance does this fairly frequently. The outside counsel is not involved in litigation. They're involved with vetting the efficacy of an investment for the purposes of decision making. I guess that's all I want. Do we need to prepare any background information in your estimation?
I think it's up to you. I mean, I would suggest that you touch base with Ryan first and just figure out sort of what their view is on the issue, and I think if there's any I think that'll be helpful in your assessment as to whether there's any need for or any benefit in providing additional information.
Right. Well, this is Doug. The only reason I think that might be helpful, and I'm speaking here from a position of some ignorance, I admit, is that this I would think is a fairly specialized activity, and not every attorney is schooled and educated in the real estate business. So I think it's probably quite specialized, and maybe we need to describe a little bit exactly what sort of thing we're thinking about and the kind of investments we might be considering and what kind of specialty that might require.
Yeah, I mean, my understanding is that the governor's office believes that DOA has the requisite expertise, but I don't know enough about DOA's what expertise they have or not to weigh in on that. So I think the question that you'd want to be prepared to discuss is, if you believe that DOA does not have that expertise, why that is, or what any. How it would go with the DOA if that were to be the process.
Yeah. One question is that DOA purchases real estate and manages a lot of real estate. And I don't know whether they have in-house expertise or whether they hire outside expertise when they're about to get involved in a real estate situation. Maybe we should call DOA and find out how they do it.
What we will do is we will touch base with both the Gov's office and with DOA
okay.
to follow up on this matter. So,
good, thank you.
Tom. I was just going to say I'm happy for the staff to handle it however you think that. My suggestion would be to reach out to Ryan first, and then you'll have a better sense, I think, of what their thinking is on the issue, and then to go from there.
Will do.
That sounds good. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Josh. We have routine business. We have our investment report, of which there was an attachment. Do you need to summarize or elucidate any points on that?
Yeah, Doug, this is Rich. I'll talk a little bit about it. The investment committee last week approved up to $5 million in weekly purchases of corporate bond ETFs, and we narrowed the selection down to a few ETFs, and we have acquired some already so far. There was also a bond issue by the Wisconsin Alumni Research Foundation that we acquired a $15 million piece in. So we were excited to get back into the bond market. It had been a while since we had seen a bond of that size that offered an attractive yield. So we're happy to be able to use some of that cash to acquire higher yielding investments for the fund.
That sounds great. Any questions, Josh? If not,
none for me.
If not, let's go to the executive secretary. I'm trying to think. Is this your last report, or you got one more coming?
I don't know, but there's not going to be a report today because I've got very little to say.
All right. I thought you'd report a happy holiday.
You bet.
All right. Now, the next is the board chair's report. Standing in for the board chair, I'll say she reports a new son. Other than that, nothing. Both are doing well, I'm told.
Yeah.
The next report is future agenda items. I don't have any. Josh, do you have any? Hello, Josh?
I'm sorry about that, Doug. I was saying I don't, other than any appropriate follow-up, the fiduciary duty discussion.
Right, and we asked for that to be on the next agenda, okay? Anybody have anything for the good and welfare of the society?
Do we have a date for the next meeting?
Yeah, that's something we should talk about. For the next meeting, we had talked about possibly going all the way until January 16th.
I have that on my calendar for the 16th. Go ahead.
The only thing that I could see requiring an earlier one is if that we anticipated a number of loans coming up earlier. Rich, do you think we?
There may be some. I'll keep an eye on that, but I don't have a whole lot in the hopper. A lot of them have made their way through in the last couple of weeks, so I think we'll be good.
So this is Doug. Quite likely, I'd say about 95% likely, will not be able to attend that meeting on the 16th. I will be able to attend the next meeting on the 28th. So I hope that the treasurer will be available on the 16th.
What time is the meeting on the 16th? Scheduled for?
We would do it at 2 o'clock unless the commissioners requested a different time.
Have you scheduled that with my office? I don't see it on my calendar, and I may have a conflict at that time.
Okay. We will contact your office to verify your availability that day then.
Okay, great. Thank you.
I'm sure you'll contact the treasurer's office and coordinate a time when both she and Josh can be there, because, like I say, I probably will not be. Sorry. I apologize. Anything else? If not, I would entertain a motion to adjourn and have a good holiday.
Second that motion.
Very good. I hope somebody would. All in favor of adjourning, say aye. Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
We are adjourned. Everybody have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.